This is a GRDC podcast.
Australian grain growers are set to benefit from the local implementation of a European Union research and development program called Innovations in Plant Variety Testing in Europe, known as INVITE. Swap the E on the N for an A, and you have the Australian version of the program, INVITER. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. The Australian program will add value to our world-leading national variety trials project run by the GRDC, which is also providing the investment for the INVITER startup. The Australian project will involve close collaboration with the world's number one agricultural university, Wageningen University and Research, in the Netherlands. Leading the local program will be Professor in Crop Physiology at the University of Queensland, Scott Chapman. For this podcast, Dave Cousins caught up with Professor Chapman at the uni's Gatton campus.
We're talking to you today about INVITER, one of the projects that you're involved in here at UQ. Tell us a bit about that program.
INVITER is a new project funded by GRDC. It's about $5 million over 4.5 years. And the idea is to add value to the national variety trials. Our research is designed to improve the way that we estimate variety performance in those variety trials.
And tell us a bit about its background or beginnings, if you like. That's back in Europe, I understand.
Yes. In fact, INVITER stands for the Innovations in Variety Testing in Australia. And there's a European precursor called Innovations in Variety Testing in Europe. And that was a project that was established by the European Commission and funded to about 12 million euros through a combination of parties in multiple countries in Europe. And GRDC saw an opportunity to link in with that project and to develop an Australian complement to that project.
And why is it needed?
The reason that we need to do this is that we're continually trying to improve the quality of the data that we provide farmers when they're trying to understand the performance of varieties in their region. And there are two main challenges when we're doing this kind of research. The first one is trying to measure the quality of the trials and trying to account for that quality. And one of the technologies we use is related to that. And then there's another set of technologies that we're developing that help us make better predictions about variety performance when we combine trial data together from multiple locations. So regarding the first challenge of trying to measure the quality of the trials and try to work out how to do a better job of prediction for a single trial, we're working with trial service providers to use drones, and they are flying drones close to their trials, maybe at 20 metres above their trials. These provide high resolution images at less than a centimetre of resolution, and we can then interpret those images to understand what kind of variability there is across the field and within the plots. And using that information combined with some auxiliary trials we're running alongside the NVT, we can make decisions about how do we best improve the quality of the data that's in the NVT. How do we develop analytical solutions that will give us a better estimate for that single trial and account for any spatial variability that might exist in the field?
So you've mentioned drones. What other technology are you using in this project to try and deliver these outcomes?
So the second part of the project is related to trying to improve performance across the country and also within regions. And in order to do that, we're working on ways of identifying indexes of the environment or indices of the environment that can explain why a trial in a wetter season in a better soil might provide a different ranking of the varieties to a trial in a drier season or in a drier soil or a hotter season in another soil type. And to do that, we use a range of technologies that include sensors that are installed in the trials, satellite imagery, which is taken every 3 to 4 days on every trial and in the whole country, and feeding that information into computer simulation models that can create these indices. And the last step of that work is to then develop new analytical solutions that allow us to predict performance across multiple locations and multiple regions.
What are some of those new analysis techniques and computer capabilities that are being used that can help improve and, importantly, I guess, speed up the way that the trials are being analysed?
The main techniques that we're using are based on creating these indices. So there are innovations in how we compute these indices. Even though we've been working on this kind of technology for 20 or 30 years, we now have better measurement technology. So we can install sensors in the field that, for example, measure the temperature of the crop. And during the season, it tells us how stressed the crop is, and we can integrate that information into our computer models. And together with information from the satellite, which is telling us how green the crop is or how healthy it is, we can then produce a new index for that particular trial. And once we combine that with drone imagery, we can try to disseminate that information, if you like, to all of the plots in the field, and that will allow us to customise the way that we do our prediction.
And so then the next step for the data being used, where does it next travel to and get used?
Invite is a research project that's built on top of the NBT. And so the outcomes of the project are not going to be delivered directly to growers as you see it. You won't see Invite as branded on the NBT site necessarily. But the science that we're developing in the Invite project, we're expecting over time will be embedded into the results that you get when you go to the NBT website and you want to understand the performance of different varieties. We're anticipating that some of the technologies that are behind Invite, so using the drones, the satellites, the computer modelling, will become embedded into the predictions that you use when you want to assess what's the performance of variety in the region where I work.
I mentioned before about the idea of it potentially speeding up the availability of the trial data. Is that going to be much of a factor, do you think, in these new techniques?
We have most of the information that we're getting is coming live. So the idea is that we can receive from our sensors, the data's coming in, streaming in every day. The satellite data is analysed at the same time every week. The satellite data is being provided to us. And we can attach that data to yield data and start to provide preliminary information. But part of the process is simply trying to make better assessments during the season of, is a trial doing well? Are there problems with it? Do we need to abandon that trial? Or do we need, you know, so there are a lot of operational decisions that we can make by understanding how a trial's going through a season. And we can also, with remote cameras, for example, in the system, we have 4G cameras watching plants grow, basically. With those cameras, we can help the trial service providers make decisions about when do they visit, how do they make better decisions about the time that they visit and the measurements that they're going to do. So all of these things, we think, are contributing to a faster turnaround of results, but also a higher quality of result.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the research partners involved in this, because they're obviously a very critical component. Tell us again a little bit about how they all fit together.
The two major research partners in the project, together with the University of Queensland, are Wageningen University and Wageningen University Research. They're actually two entities, but they're both attached to Wageningen University, which is one of the major agriculture universities in the world, based in the Netherlands. And we've worked with Wageningen for many years. They are key collaborators in the Invite project. They are providing the statistical and analytical support in that project. And so we're partnering with them in order to deliver outcomes from that work. The second major partner is CSIRO. Everybody knows CSIRO. But the partnering that we're doing with CSIRO is mainly related to the simulation modelling capacity and the technologies that CSIRO have for being able to run simulation models across the country and to help us use that information at each of the individual trial sites.
Scott, 2020 has been a very challenging year right around the world. What impact has it had for you delivering this project?
Yes, 2020 was a pretty exciting year for us to try and do field work in a new national-based project, which started in March, so we had to be very quick off the mark. Fortunately, GRDC have partnered with a lot of terrific trial service providers. They're the people who run those trials, and they were wonderfully accommodating in adding our extra trials and extra measurements into this process. And one of the great benefits this year was that because we had all those partners in place that GRDC had contracted in place, we were able to work with them and get all of these new measurements done, which would have been completely impossible for UQ or any of our partners to do on our own. So it's actually, it's demonstrated, I think, the resilience of our research system that we had all of those partners to work with. The second part of it was that we obviously would have had some more direct meetings with our partners in Europe and also our partners across the country. But with webcams and Zoom and a lot of late nights, we've been able to keep in touch with each other and I think make the project successful.
Scott, this project with Invita is a very exciting space, it would seem, particularly for Australian grain growers with the ability to get so much more out of the NVT trial data that's being generated each year.
Yes, and so we think that it's worthwhile making the investment in these extra methods that we of collecting data. And for example, the satellite data is essentially free, but it's only been recently available the last 3 years. And for us, it's a fantastic opportunity to build on a big investment from our European partners and also building on expertise that we've developed over years with private company partners in many parts of the world. So it's nice to be able to have a real opportunity to deliver this to Australian growers.
Professor Scott Chapman from the University of Queensland, and he was talking to Dave Cousins. And if you'd like to learn more about Invita, the Innovations in Plant Variety Testing in Australia project, see the online notes attached to this GRDC podcast. I'm Tony Crowley. Thanks for listening.